Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bagpipes leading the 4th of July parade last summer in Edmonds, Washington. We want to touch down in a few places to find out their plans for this 4th. First, Round Pond, Maine. 26 years ago, residents there decided they wanted a parade, so a few just got up and walked. It's been anything goes since then. The parade is in memory of a Round Pond native, Carol Hanna. Years later, his grandson got married on a float. Politicians aren't invited. Instead, they're mocked, as are tacky tourists. Kathleen Moses helped start the parade. Kathleen described some other floats.
When Maine was having some financial difficulties and there were required furlough days, we just had an empty desk with a collection bucket on it. And we've had Martha Stewart making license plates when she was in jail. One of the first floats that was a real favorite was a deer and a rabbit driving an old Jeep with a hunter draped over the front of it. So you just never know.
It's amazing that we understand some of these people don't even start thinking about it till that day.
Oh, absolutely. And you're sort of not supposed to. So okay. It's kind of an unspoken rule.
Can't get too fancy. Kathleen Moses in Round Pond, Maine, getting ready for the 4th of July parade there. Have a blast.
Well, thank you.
Let's bring in Flip Folduger now of Seward, Alaska. He'll be taking part in an unusual annual race, not your typical 10K. Flip, what exactly is Seward's Mount Marathon race?
Well, what it is it's one of the oldest races in the nation, up and down a pretty severe mountain, angles up to 60 degrees.
60 degrees?
Yeah, very little of it can you actually run because it's so steep. The mountain is 3,022 feet tall. And you go from downtown Seward to the top of the mountain and then back to downtown Seward.
So we understand it's so difficult that people actually, you know, snap their ankles. It's very dramatic to watch.
Actually, yes. We kind of have an old saying here that if you finish the race and you're not bleeding from at least one place, you didn't try hard enough. We have a cliff section at the bottom that people have fallen off of and hurt themselves pretty severely. And personally, I've broke my ankle in training last year on the mountain.
Jeez.
Not severe enough not to run, but I had it braced up for the race and whatnot. But things can happen up there, that's for sure.
Well, why do it, and how did this start? We understand it started back in 1915. How did somebody have the idea, hey, I'll just run up there to the top of that completely vertical climb?
Well, legend has it that it was two old-timers in a bar over drinks. And
Isn't that how everything starts?
Yeah, pretty much. It is Alaska. But one said that it could be done in less than an hour, and the other one said no way. So they made a wager, and that's how it was born. And I believe we're up to our 84th running of it this year.
And hundreds of people now come. Hundreds do the run. It's hard to even get a space on it. What's it like in town the day that it takes place?
Just total chaos. Actually, there's been estimates as many as 40,000 people visiting in town to watch. And you're talking a town of, you know, approximately between 3,000 and 4,000 people.
Wow.
So from downtown, you can see the entire thing pretty much because the mountain is right behind the town. It's a great spectator event.
Well, and how are you preparing for it?
Well, I'm a little older now, a little longer in the tooth. I don't do near what I used to. But, you know, you try to basically get up and down the mountain as many times as you can once the snow starts leaving. I used to run the safety meeting for years that is required of all first-timers the night before. And one of the first things I always said is, if you have not trained on the mountain, go home because you don't belong here. You need to get on the mountain to know what you're doing.
Well, that's Flip Folduger talking about Seward, Alaska's extreme foot race. And by the way, what does the winner of the race get?
A swift kick in the rear. and a local bar downtown called the Yukon Bar, of all things, gives every runner a free drink. So
well, there. Flip, have a blast on the 4th.
Thank you.
And now, what about towns devastated by this spring's violent tornadoes and floods? Fort Pierce, South Dakota, was inundated by the Missouri and one of its tributaries, the Bad River. A third of the city's 2,000 residents remain evacuated. Brad Lawrence is director of public works in Fort Pierce. And Brad, you're going to have festivities?
Oh, certainly. We're going to have everything just pretty much as we've always done it in the past. And, you know, it was very important that we still carry on as much of the traditions and as much of the good things that we do in the summer. You know, we've lost a lot of the good things that we normally can do, and we just weren't willing to give up the 4th of July.
Well, and those things include a lot of your parks, camping areas. I understand the Farm Island recreation areas flooded. A lot of these places are underwater.
There's probably about 1,000 campsites that are not capable of being used right now, along with a lot of our park areas. And then, of course, the river is off limits to boating, and so everybody that likes to go fishing and tubing or skiing, all of those things are off limits right now.
Yeah. Plus, we understand so many people have left that the town is sort of an empty feeling. I mean, people aren't congregating.
That's true. And you know, the people have left the neighborhood. They haven't necessarily left the town. They're living with a friend. They're staying in a camper. They're rented an apartment. But they're still tending to their homes, pumping out the basements and tending to their properties.
Well, it sounds like you need a way to bring everyone together. I'm thinking parade. So is it the Johnny Smith Memorial Parade?
This year it is. Johnny Smith, a longtime announcer at the local sale barn, and he announced the parade, announced the rodeos, that type of stuff, passed away this year.
Aww.
And our parade is, it's grown substantially. We'll have like 120 different entries, and that in one entry is a bunch of horseback-mounted cowboys that have the 50 states' flags.
And what are some of the other floats?
The Shriners usually come with their little go-karts,
sure,
or crazy cars, and chase
hats
each other around. And, yep, and a couple of people, one, a local farm, brings in an irrigation pivot piece, and they put it behind a tractor, and it's got water spraying out the end of it and stuff, and it's all, you know, red, white, and blue.
Not to mention, you'll also have your Profession Rodeo Cowboys Association 4th of July Rodeo at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. What are some of the events there?
All the standard rodeo events, whether it's a roping or a steer wrestling, bareback, saddle bronc, bull riding. At the end of that is a fireworks event that the Fort Pierce Fire Department puts on.
Well, do we understand that the Fort Pierre Fire Department is joined by just about everybody who lives in Fort Pierre?
Oh, yes. The amount of fireworks that goes up just on the private side is astonishing. And, you know, I call it a cacophony of sound because you look at, I live up on top of the hill, and I can see from, you know, the whole horizon, and we figure it's probably over $1,000 a minute.
Oh, wow.
And that lasts for several hours on both the 3rd and the 4th.
So Fort Pierre, South Dakota, gets into fireworks. And maybe, you know, just a little more celebration of what this year?
Well, it's kind of a juxtaposition because here we are, we're celebrating Independence Day, but really we're celebrating, in some respects, our cohesion and our unity of effort during the fighting of the flood, of neighbors helping neighbors and absolute strangers just walking in and saying, hey, can I help you out? Here we are celebrating independence, and yet we're celebrating our, you know, cohesion as a
right,
as a community.
Interdependence.
Yes.
Brad Lawrence, again, Director of Public Works in Fort Pierre, South Dakota. No offense or anything, but you are going to give new meaning to the word float this year.
Well, hopefully we don't have too many of them floating.
Well, best to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a happy 4th.
Yes, you too.